President Bush praised today's vote in Iraq, calling it historic. He spoke in a televised statement from the White House just a few minutes ago.
By participating in free elections, the Iraqi people have firmly rejected the anti-democratic ideology of the terrorists. They have refused to be intimidated by thugs and assassins. And they have demonstrated the kind of courage that is always the foundation of self-government.
President Bush speaking at the White House just moments ago. NPR national security correspondent Tom Gelton is in the studio. You heard the president's statement, Tom, and the Bush administration is clearly very happy about the way the elections have gone. But what are the challenges that the United States still faces in Iraq?
Yeah, and the president in that statement said that the elections were a resounding success, in his words, and he's certainly entitled to say that. It's notable what he said, that the Iraqi people have rejected the ideology of the terrorists. In fact, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the Jordanian terrorist leader, last week said that he was declaring war on this whole process and that any Iraqi who took part in this election would be considered an infidel. So the president is right. The Iraqis who voted in this election clearly did reject that ideology, and that's a very important development. But we also have to recognize that this insurgency clearly has enough strength to remain a threat for a very, very long time. General George Casey, the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, has said that he considers that this insurgency will be around for years. The U.S. strategy is now, in the months ahead, to build up the capacity of the Iraqi security forces to deal with that insurgency. But U.S. commanders are very candid in saying that they're a long ways from seeing Iraqi security forces capable of really taking on that insurgency.
Does the insurgency and the continued insurgency, could it contribute to a civil war?
I think the danger of a civil war, and it's interesting, some people said that even a successful election could lead the way to a civil war, which sounds counterintuitive. The thinking here was that if the Kurds in the north are emboldened by this election, and the Shiites are emboldened by the prospect of having power for the first time in so many years, neither the Kurds nor the Shiites have been in that position before, that this will encourage them to be more assertive for the rights that have long been denied them, and it could put them against the interests of the Sunnis. So we may see the risk is that we'll see a sort of a three-way split as a result of these elections. I think it's too soon to say whether that's in fact going to happen. We'll have to analyze the results. But clearly, that is a serious danger in Iraq right now.
And with U.S. troops having a mission to provide security for the elections, how does that mission change now?
About 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq right now. This is the most that we have seen for a long time, and probably the most that we will see, because this was a special augmentation of the force carried out in order to establish security for these elections. Now that the elections will be behind us, I think you can expect to see in the weeks and months ahead some gradual withdrawal of a few units.
NPR's national security correspondent, Tom Gelton. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.